Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We are trying to get a hold of Dr. Tenpenny. I'm super excited to have her on. I know I've gotten some emails about it from Jenny and a couple other people that they posted this on Facebook. We've called her two or three numbers, so I don't know if we got our wires crossed on times or what have you. We've called her clinic, so we'll get her. So just give us a second. In the meantime, I'm gonna go back over this article from New York. It's really disturbing. I'm gonna read the quotes by that Dinowitz. Anti-vaxxers lose minds after religious exemption bill gets pushed through. That's the name of the article. A very misleading, very PR slanted type article or title. And the first line of it, quote unquote, "And these are the religious people." Again, trying to disparage religious people. The state capitol turned into a chaotic scene Thursday as both houses of legislature and eventually Governor Cuomo passed a bill that will end New York's policy of allowing religious exemptions from vaccine requirements. Assemblyman Jeffrey Dinowitz was the bill's sponsor, and of course he was really shouted down, really strong. And here's what he said. Tell me what you think about this, Kev.
I will.
"I'm sure the hallways are very dangerous for me right now afterwards. I think it's very sad." "I think it's very sad that people who are up here in the name of religion were acting anything but. Judging by the way some people behaved and judging by the threats that we heard from some people, it would be prudent to exercise some caution." Do you see the psychological operation that's going on? Not only the fact that they're getting rid of this exemption, but the words this guy's choosing to use about religious people.
Yeah, religious people, yeah.
I guess he hasn't read the Bible.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of fighting in the Bible.
The Bible's a pretty violent book.
A lot of scrapping going on in that book.
There's a lot of violence in the Bible. I don't, you know, the Israelites were...
They're fighters.
Were scrappers.
Yeah.
They're fighters and a very warlike clan.
Well, I mean, when somebody's taken away your rights guaranteed to you by the Constitution, that's scrapping.
Well, really, they're offending God. See, that's what these morons don't realize. This is America.
Right.
You're not offending me. You're offending God Almighty is what you're doing.
I'm so glad they're standing up for them.
Governor Cuomo wound up signing the bill into law just hours later.
When he signed that bill, did you see the look on his face? He looked like a possessed demon.
This one or the abortion one?
The abortion one.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if he came around, I'd want a crucifix and some garlic around my neck.
I'm telling you, look like October 31st.
Halloween. Here's what Governor Cuomo had to say. Another lie.
That's all they do.
Well, about things like this, because they don't. Here's what he said. "The science is crystal clear. Vaccines are safe, effective, and the best way to keep our children safe."
Lie. Lie and more lies.
Lie, lie, and lie. There's three lies there.
Yep.
Lie, safe. Lie, effective. Lie, best way to keep our children safe. There's three lies so far.
He struck out.
Yeah. "This administration has taken aggressive action to contain the measles outbreak, but given its scale, additional steps are needed to... Outbreak? Are we talking like
123 people or something?
Yeah, a county of half or 400,000 almost. You're talking about.
Well, that judge was right. You know,
that's right. He said, "Hey, this is not a epidemic."
Yeah, exactly. This ain't no epidemic. 123 people have
I can't remember how it's like 200. It wasn't many.
200.
Yeah,
out of a half a million people.
Yeah, your mother, scurried you and my mother down to the neighbor when the neighbor kid got measles. Give me a break. Well, it sounds like, Todd, we have our guest. Okay, very good. We do have Dr. Tenpenny. This is fantastic. So Dr. Tenpenny, you know her, Sherry Tenpenny, one of the most outspoken voices on this movement, on vaccine freedom, on vaccine education, on choice, on health decisions for yourself. All these things are important. Notice I didn't say anti-vaccination in any of those. Vaxter.com is her main website. She's got some other programs coming up that we'll talk about that I think are very important. It's a pleasure to have her on. It's really an honor to have her, especially this time. Important things happening. Dr. Tenpenny, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hi, Daniel. Good afternoon. My apologies. I had the wrong time written down on my calendar.
Well, it happens. We got you now. We got you now. What more could we ask for? We're excited.
All right. Super. Thank you.
Before we came on, we were talking about what just happened in New York and the response to this religious exemption ending in New York, and how the people were yelling the sponsor down. I mean, he felt threatened, quote unquote, and how I can't believe these are quote unquote religious people acting this way. What is going on in New York right now?
Well, it's the same thing that's happened in 2015 in California when they took away the religious exemption in California through SB 277. So now they've done the same thing in New York over measles hysteria, which is nothing more than a power grab and control. And now there are tens of, you know, millions and millions of people in New York State who are only going to be able to get a very narrowly defined medical exemption. You know, on the one hand, Daniel, you know, in New York, it's always been very difficult to get a religious exemption. They've almost had no exemptions in New York for a really long time, with the sole exception now that they're blaming this Orthodox Jew community in Rockland County of saying that all of these outbreaks that they are supposedly tracking started in that population. And so I believe it's religious discrimination, and it's very interesting that once again we've got forced medication on a Jewish population. I mean, doesn't that reek of horrible history we've been through before? And so this discrimination is against them, and now it's readily reeled over into the pharmaceutical-backed, pharmaceutical-laden New York State. And so I think that it's unconstitutional, and I think there's already been in California and in New York, I think there's going to be blowback and legal measures taken about this entire thing of removing what is really a constitutionally guaranteed right in terms of religion, because this whole right to religious exemption has gone through the Supreme Court. It's my understanding, I'm not a lawyer, but it's my understanding that they have upheld this more than once. And so, but the fallout of this really is this is just the premonition of things to come. I mean, they are going to continue to push these mandatory vaccines on all people in all states across the country. And they've already floated a federal bill three times. The same person, Frederica Wilson out of Florida, has floated this vaccinate all children in America bill three times. The third time that it was floated, I believe it was March or April of this year. And this time it had 17 sponsors, all of them Democrats. So this is amazing that the Democratic Party has always been the party of tolerance and inclusion. And New York, all of the people that have voted against religious exemptions and philosophical exemptions in both California and New York, it's been very heavily laden with Democrats.
Where is my body, my choice? The Democratic Party is sure ready to spout that when it comes to abortion. Why is that not apply on this issue?
We've all been asking that exact same question. I mean, particularly in New York, when Blasio signed the birth abortion bill, you know, and lit up the Empire State Building with pink lights, you know, and then he immediately, as soon as this was passed, I think it was within hours, Blasio actually signed this into law. So, I don't know where that is. In fact, we've all been talking about that amongst us of saying, why are they so, I guess, I don't know if I was going to make a guess. Maybe it's just they're just anti-children. They want, you know, they don't want to, if a baby has a botched abortion is alive, they want it killed or left to die. They want, people can have an abortion right up to the time of crowning. And now they want to mandatorily vaccinate these kids. Now, here's the thing about mandates that's really terrible that people, I don't think, understand. Kids currently get multiple doses of 17 vaccines. They receive 33 doses of vaccine by the time they're 5 years of age.
Oh,
which is 33 opportunities to create havoc, damage, long-term illness, even death. But once they pass this mandate and they make all the vaccines a mandatory requirement, then that leaves the door open for the dozens and dozens of more vaccines headed towards the pediatric and adolescent schedule as we speak.
The quote from Cuomo, let me go back to what you said earlier, then I'll get to Cuomo, about the congressman from Florida has been floating this federal bill, similar bill than New York, but to make it a nationwide thing. If they pass that, what do you think the response would be by America?
I think America would revolt even more. What's so disgusting about all these state legislators in both California and in New York is there are thousands and thousands and thousands of constituents. Many of them who are a little bit more moderate have actually even said they've never seen such an outcry against these bills, and they vote against the constituents anyways. I mean, when they had the testimonies for SB 276, this was about 2 months ago now, the people who came up to the microphone to say yes, that they supported the bill, it was like under 10 minutes for the number of people to walk up to the microphone to say yes, they support the bill. It was 3.5 hours of people who actually went up to the microphone to say they opposed the bill. And all they said was, my name is Susie Q. I'm from Orange County. I oppose the bill. 3.5 hours of that, of people saying that, and they still voted against those people and still voted it out of committee, and now it's gone to the Senate.
The SB 277 was the initial thing that happened in 2015 in California. 276, how is it different? What is 276?
Well, SB 276 in California really also eliminates medical exemptions. Except on a very, very short list of CDC approved exemptions. It's taken away, if your doctor thinks that this vaccine could harm you because of your genetics, your family history, maybe you had a sibling that was severely injured by a vaccine or even died from a vaccine, and your personal doctor wants to write a medical exemption, your records have to be sent to a CDC/California State Department of Health doctor in California to decide whether or not that your child should be given the right to refuse by your own personal doctor, your own medical doctor. So, and it's interesting because when Senator Pan, who is a pediatrician or was a pediatrician, the way that he pushed through SB 277, where they removed the philosophical and the religious exemptions, the way that they pushed through SB 277 in 2015 was by saying, you will still have a right to a medical exemption, and your doctor can determine if this vaccine is bad for you or not. Now they're reversing on that to push through this SB 277 because I think there's something like, if there's California people listening, I'm sorry if I got this number wrong, but I think there's something like 3% of all the children, it may even be less than that, in the entire state of California, which is like 60 million people, that have some sort of an exemption, and they can't tolerate it. That's far too many. And the doctors who are writing these exemptions and using, like, 23andMe or other types of genetic testing to say that these kids have MTHFR problems, which means they can't methylate, which means they can't detoxify all the crap that's in the vaccines, and so they are at higher risk, and they've also already have all these other things, and based on their genetic profiles, they were saying these children were at risk. Senator Pan and a handful of other pro-vaccine paid-for pharmaceutical reps in California said, these doctors are fraudulently writing these exemptions, and we can't have that. We have to take medical exemptions away from them.
I want to bring up something right now and just get your response, just logically. Okay, you correct me where I'm wrong, but follow with this and give me your take on it. They say they for herd immunity, they have to have 95% compliance. You just said that it's somewhere around 3% that were even eligible for this medical exemption, but that was too much. Under the 5% gap between 95% and 100% that they've wanted, They keep saying that people who hold to this belief are anti-science, but yet they cannot read even DNA chart, even a DNA test. They don't want to recognize. What am I missing? Everything they claim that you and I are is exactly what they are.
Yes, you're not missing anything. That's exactly right. I mean, I've said this, and you've heard me say this before when you've had me graciously on your show as a guest, that they call, the only defense that they have left is to call us names. They call us anti-science. They call us conspiracy theorists. They call us, tinfoil hat people. They call us anti-children, and we just are baby killers. I mean, the only thing that they have left to throw in their box to throw at us is names. Because we win hands down on the science. We know the science. We know the genetics. We are depending on physicians to make decisions, not a public health department that is still operating by circa 1980 rules. And so I say that they're just illiterate. They're power hungry. And the one thing they cannot tolerate is for people to make their own decisions about their body, their choice, their children. And the second thing is they absolutely cannot have an unvaccinated control group running around out there, because sooner or later, somebody's going to put up the $2 million or so that it would take to do a very well-run, very well-designed vaccinated versus the health of unvaccinated children study.
Why has that not been done? I mean, $2 million, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money. Why has that not been done?
Well, Daniel, it's because you can't find what you're not looking for, and you don't put research dollars into something that you don't want to find.
You know what? My children are perfect proof of that. When I tell them to go to their room to find certain things, oh, I can't find it. You are exactly right. They're not looking for it, so they can't find it. I think they're just like my children. It's almost comical.
And if they really don't want to find it, then they really won't be looking for it. So they really don't want to know that the children who are completely unvaccinated have a twinkle in their eye, they're bright, they're acquisitive, they're not on chronic daily medications, they can follow commands, they speak and walk and talk early, and you see these kids now, these completely unvaccinated kids, and they look like such an outlier. They look like these unbelievably brilliant kids, and they might be. But for the most part, they're just normal because everyone around them that's vaccinated has been dumbed down.
I told this story before on air, and I'll tell it to you. We were in a restaurant with my wife, and this has been a little while. But we had the baby, but we didn't have the other children because it was, I don't even remember, is it my aunt was watching them, or it was a special case. I don't even remember. It doesn't matter. We had the baby, and the baby was just everything you just said, bright, active, attentive, alert. I mean, really young. And even so that the people on the table next to us, they would look at the baby, and the baby would look back. And that's, I mean, she was very young, and they were so surprised, and they couldn't believe it. And as we were getting to leave, they commented, oh, your baby is so alert, so this, so healthy looking. And so I immediately popped in and said, that's because she's breastfed and not vaccinated. And the one lady at the table, her jaw about hit the floor. Her husband sitting next to her, he got a smile on his face, and he lit up like a Christmas tree. We start talking, and he says, I've been trying to tell my wife this, because she's pregnant. She's sitting there pregnant. You can tell she was at least 6-7 months pregnant. Her husband said, I've been trying to tell my wife and explain my wife about this. The wife, I said, I didn't want to get too forward, but I was going to get a little forward since they brought it up. I said, what's going on? She said, well, I work in the medical field. And I said, well, what does that mean? And she said, well, vaccine, vaccines are important. And I said, and I actually brought up your website. And I told her about Vaxter. I told her about some other things, and I told her about our baby. We don't vaccinate our baby, and we breastfeed our baby. This is why it's active, guaranteed. I know it. And boy, the look on her face, she was ready to shut the conversation down. The other couple that was with them, they were very interested, but She said, well, her whole reason was, well, I'm in the medical field. Like, okay, what does that mean? It was crazy.
This is yes, so I'm from Michigan. She could have just put in I am and put anything in the bank, in that blank, fill in the blank. I am from, you know, Michigan, or I am a car mechanic. I mean, she could put anything in the blank. And what difference would that make? It's irrelevant, you know? But here's the thing about doctors. I mean, they make a lot of money off of vaccines. They really do. I mean,
explain that. Dr. Tenpenny, explain that, because I think we haven't talked about that enough. We only got about a minute or so before break, and we'll go on the other side. But explain how that works. How do doctors profit off this?
Well, several ways. One is that most of the time they get vaccines delivered to them for free. They have like $100,000 in a 10 pediatrician practice. They have almost $100,000 worth of inventory, of vaccine inventory, and many of those things have short expiration cycles. Like, you know, they're only good for so long, like the flu shot is only good for one season. So it's like any other business, you've got product sitting on the shelf, you want to move it. And every vaccine that they give, they can bill for it. All the counseling that they do, either to people who are resistant, or what they're supposed to tell people about the side effects, they can bill for that. If the parents that day decide, no, I don't want to get any vaccines today, they can bill for counseling on that. And so all of that stuff is billed for through insurance. Then they have this other thing. Pediatricians have this other thing, which is, if they have 63% of the kids in their practice are fully vaccinated by all 10 of those pediatric vaccines by the time they're 2 years of age, then Blue Cross Blue Shield has a program where the doctor's office can get $400 per child.
Whoa.
Or if they have a 63% vaccination rate. So if you have 10,000 kids in a pediatric practice and 63% of them are fully vaccinated, Across Blue Shield will pay $400 for the whole 10,000 kids.
That's $250,000. I mean, I think I'll do the math off air to make sure, but
almost a half a million.
Well, 6,000. If we said 6,000 times 400, that's like, wow.
More. If they have a 63% vaccination rate, they get 100%. They get $400 for 100% of the kids in the practice.
Oh, okay. Wow, I didn't get that. Okay, stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Every time we have guests like Dr. Tenpenny, I think of Thomas out there passing out those vaccine sheets. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know, getting back to our founding fathers wanted to do something so their posterity, their grandchildren, didn't have to deal with it. If we want that to happen now, we have to take, there's no other way around it. We have to take action. We have to pray. We have to be vigilant. We have to be brave. We have to be active. And our conviction will overcome this intrinsic and encroaching evil. If we're not, then we'll get bowled over and we will suffer. We may suffer either way. Win, lose, or draw, we may suffer because it's just gone so deep. You see where we are with some of these things. But, if you have got vaccines, if your children have gotten vaccines, quercetin, I know that we may look for a good source of that. We don't sell it now, but quercetin is a great source of things to help people with vaccines. We'll look for a really good source, but again, no, know that. The Power Mall, that's where all the great products that we have. Please support us. The Strauss Heart Drops, this is the last day when you hear this. I know, so it'll be the beginning of next week. The Strauss Heart Drops, the last day for free shipping on that. We have all the products Dr. Rogers recommends, the Alpha Lipoic Acid R, the Full Spectrum Vitamin E, the great source of Vitamin D, the Phosphatidylcholine, the Detox Cocktail, all these products and more over at the Power Mall on sale. Thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for your spirit. Independent media, people like Dr. Tenpenny, people like this show are dependent on your energy, your support. We do not think about this. I know I say this all the time. Don't take this for granted. We're not in practice and get a check from Merck or GlaxoSmithKline or George Soros or some other NGO to push an agenda. We are independent media, independent thought, independent physicians like we have with Dr. Tenpenny on the line, who is working for your best interest. And buy from the good guys. You know Joyce's slogan? That's what that means. Buy from the good guys. Vote with your dollars. Because your dollars, when they're spend, and you have to spend them in certain ways in public, certainly, those dollars are taken and spent right back to pay for the rope that's twisted and tied in a knot and put in a noose to go around your neck. So support independent thought, independent media, independent doctors, people like us, people like Dr. Tenpenny. Dr. Tenpenny, the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. You are doing something. Believe me, I mean, this may sound self-serving, but you buying something from the Power Mall is doing something for this battle. It really is. So think about it and vote with your dollars. Dr. Tenpenny, we have you back?
Yep, we're here.
Okay, very good. Before the break, we were talking about physicians and their fiduciary obligations or fiduciary's incentives to vaccinate. Go over that again and go, it's really much deeper than that, so continue.
Well, pediatrics as a subspecialty of medicine, as opposed to surgical subspecialties like neurosurgery or orthopedics or ears, nose, and throat, those procedure-driven subspecialties make a lot of money, and pediatrics as a profession is if it's not the lowest, it's one of the lowest paid professions, subspecialties in all of medicine. So when we were kind of loosely doing that math of saying if there are 1,000 kids in a pediatric practice and they bill insurance, and 63% of those kids are fully vaccinated with all 10 of the vaccines they call them combo 10 incentives. If 63% are of that entire practice is fully vaccinated with all doses of 10 vaccines by the time they're 2 years of age, there is a $400 bonus per eligible member in their practice. So it's my understanding, and it's the way that we all kind of understand this Blue Cross Blue Shield payout, that if you have 1,000 kids in the practice and 63% of them are fully vaccinated, Blue Cross Blue Shield gives a bonus of $400 times the 1,000 kids.
That's $400,000. That's $400,000.
Yeah. Yes, but in a if you're an independent medical practitioner, I mean, they probably, that's not like they just are fat, rich, and happy now with that $400,000. Take that $400,000 and think about paying employees and malpractice insurance and your own health insurance and keeping, you know, your rent and whatever percentage of that goes to your boss, your employer, and so what you had sort of alluded to is like, well, that's probably, you know, just money that goes in their pocket. No, actually, that's probably money that keeps their light on in their business.
Wow.
And so because of that, that's one of the reasons why they kick parents out of practices that don't want to vaccinate their kids, because that goes against that 63%. And then they have to keep track of that. The other reason is, or one of the other reasons is, that if you don't vaccinate according to the CDC schedule and you miss a dose or you skip a dose or you do things like that, there's another whole kind of alternative schedule that has to go into play, because these vaccines, which was just randomly assigned for these to be put this way. So, like, for example, if your child gets an MMR vaccine when at 11 months instead of 1 year, that first vaccine is supposed to not count, and you need to give them a second dose after they're a year old and then a third dose when they're approaching 5 years of age.
Wow.
And so there's all these rules. In fact, the CDC has developed an entire software program called COCASA. It's COCASA, and it's an acronym for something. But it's on the CDC website. You can find it. It's that it needs to be installed into doctors' offices, like pediatricians and probably family doctors that do a lot of vaccinating. And if there's skip doses or for whatever reason they've combined them differently, you have to plug all this information into the software, and I believe, if I remember right, there's like 15 hours of training that you have to go through to learn how to use this software, because it's kind of complicated, in order to know which vaccines can be given together or given separately outside of the standardized, made-up, fabricated schedule. So parents that don't, and the other thing is, you know, to go to a pediatrician's office for a quote-unquote well child visit,
is simply just a vaccination day. I mean, what does the doctor actually do? Comes and says, listens to heart and lungs, plays with the kid for half a minute, looks in his ears. The nurse has already weighed them, done their length and their head circumference. And doctors have any questions. And if you do, you're taking up all their time. And then they run out and walks the nurse with like five syringes for your vaccination day. Now, if you say to them, well, wait a minute, doctor, I do have some questions about these vaccines. I'm kind of concerned about what's in them and do we have to get them all at the same time? You've just disrupted his or her rhythm and the flow of his office practice that he's got scheduled every 10 or 15 minutes, however those are. And now if he has to spend more time talking to you, explaining to you, convincing you, you've just messed up the whole schedule in the office for the day. And so you've become kind of an inconvenience. And then you become non-compliant, and then they send you a letter to say, you're no longer welcome in our practice. And so all of this stuff in terms of taking care of your children is all wrapped around money and vaccination things. I mean, that's why you see now pediatricians kick kids out of the practice. I think, Daniel, it's just a matter of time. In fact, I just was talking to somebody from Pennsylvania yesterday that this is already starting. They're going to start kicking adults out of medical practices that don't vaccinate either. And she had a friend whose father has high blood pressure and is on several different medications and refused the flu shot and has now been discharged from the practice. So nobody to write his prescriptions and all of those things. I had a patient that told me in the office just the other day, she's like 78, and she goes to see her doctor because she had some heart problems, and they wanted her to get a pneumonia shot and a flu shot, which she's never had. And she said, no, thank you, I'm not doing that. And her doctor said to her, well, I'll just write it down right now, but because they're not taking any action or doing anything about that yet.
What?
This was last week that this patient that I've she's been a patient of mine for many, many years, and she told me this in the office last week.
I don't know what the word is, but I'm not happy. What you described, having Blue Cross so in bed or so intertwined with the vaccine industry, basically being their water boy and carrying their whole message for $400 incentive, why in the world would Blue Cross Blue Shield be a front man for the vaccine industry?
It's my understanding, and I have no proof of this, I've just been told this by multiple sources, that it's a pass-through. It's a pass-through incentive that the pharmaceutical industry passes it through Blue Cross Blue Shield to the doctors because the pharmaceutical industry can't pay the doctors directly. So they've sent these up as incentives. There's an entire book of these, Daniel. It's not just about vaccines. It's about mammograms and colonoscopy incentives and all sorts of things. It's not just about vaccines.
If you lived in California right now and you saw this 276 and the environment that's there, you had children going to public school and you were, I mean, what would you do? What would you tell that parent?
Well, if it was me personally, I would either homeschool or move. I can't tell you how many people that I know, personally know, not just heard of, that are looking at other states. They're looking at Ohio. They're looking at Texas. They're looking in Arizona. And I've got friends who are actually country shopping and deciding where they could move to just to get away from the medical tyranny that's happening in this country.
If anybody's listening about homeschool, I'll tell you Missouri is, there is not a better state for homeschool in this country. I mean, it's impossible to be better. Their whole regulation, I mean, you look in their quote unquote laws, it said there are none. You can, your kid, there's no testing, there's no requirement, there's no nothing, no oversight, nothing. You do whatever you want with your children. It's really amazing at least for homeschool in Missouri. So if anybody's thinking about that, they may want to consider Missouri. I think there's a couple other states, but Missouri is unbelievable for homeschool. It's fantastic.
I didn't know that, but I will definitely pass that along. I definitely will.
Yes, I couldn't believe it when I saw this. I came from another state that was supposedly conservative, but they weren't very conservative in their homeschooling. But Missouri is amazing. Where are we as a country with this? Obviously, social media, we're seeing censorship. You know, my wife, she fights this battle on social media all the time. And she's getting shadow banned. I know she's getting shadow banned. She or she knows she's getting, she's telling me, you know, people are not seeing her posts, blah, blah, blah. We're seeing a full court press right now by corporations. Where is the American people on this?
I have no idea, but I'll tell you what. Tucker Carlson last night on Fox, it was the last segment of his show. So he has a show, it's on 8 o'clock Eastern, I don't know what it is in other time zones, but it's 8 o'clock Eastern, and the very last segment of his show last night, he had someone on there from Breitbart News who had actually somehow got a document leaked to them about there's literally blacklists, there's literally different types of things, of ways that they are delineating people, and they call looking. It's called a. I actually wrote it down. It's called a hate rating score, and that they move the bar everywhere that they want, and they can look back over. They look back over your posts of the things that you post on Facebook, Twitter, all the other social and Google over the last 2 years. And they determine what your score is and whether or not to shadow ban you and push you down in the ratings. And we've actually started seeing this now in some of our sites, like Dell Bigtree's site, and think that there's, like, when somebody clicks on something on your Facebook page to forward it, to share it, there's a message that pops up that says, this is under investigation. You may want to investigate this further before you share it. And they replace it with a pro-vaccine statement.
I'm going to say something right now for people listening. You know, we don't, this isn't a small radio show. It's not a massive radio show. Maybe that's what keeps us, protects us a little bit, to be honest. But there's a lot of people listen to this show, and it means a lot. The people who do listen are well informed. And I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna say it directly to you. And I hope you don't sound like this is preaching, but take it forever you want. I've talked to Dr. Tenpenny off air. We've had some discussions similar to this. You do not understand, I don't think, maybe you do, what Dr. Tenpenny, what myself, my family, my uncle who comes on the show, you really do not understand what we risk by sharing what is coming from our heart and sharing and doing this. You don't understand it. And I want to ask you to please pay some respect to that and think about that in your decisions and the things you do and in how you interact with other people and the decisions that you make going forward, that you at least, at the very least, think about how you can support us and people like us a little more. And if you, that sounds direct or harsh to you or whatever, I don't know. But it needs to be said, ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand that. Cherry Tenpenny, your comments.
Well, thank you for saying that. Because it is something that needs to be said, because people don't realize not only are we at risk, it's really hard to, you have a business, you have a show, radio show. I have a medical practice. I have several websites, and I have a new website that just opened up last night that I would really love for all of your listeners to support. And we'll come back to that in just a second. But, you know, it's really true that what they're doing is Mercola is under severe attack. They've just basically shut down Mike Adams. They did what they did to Alex Jones, and love him or hate him, he should not have been obliterated off of the internet.
Well, they killed YouTube channel. They just killed it. I mean, they just killed the whole thing.
There's thousands, there's hundreds and hundreds of things they're doing on Facebook and all the social media sites. Now they're talking about, we know that MailChimp is now part of this. And if you want to see something really, really creepy, Daniel, go to CDC, like the Centers for Disease Control, cdcfoundation.org. This is a 501c3 organization that was actually sanctioned by Congress to set up, and it has three different parts. They have organizations, which is just about every academic institution that you can possibly think of, every sort of business. Then they have businesses, so it's like phones and electricity and cars and just about every type of business that you can think of. And then they have individual foundations like the Gates Foundation and all these other things that throw billions of dollars into this tax deductible. This is the ruler of the world. It's virtually unlimited money and absolutely unlimited power. And MailChimp is a member of the CDC Foundation. And so are Facebook and Google and all of these other places that are shadow banning us. Like, for example, on my Facebook page, which is Vaccine Info, we have 234,000 people who have liked us or, you know, fanned us or whatever over the last 9 years. Every time we used to post something or I did a Facebook Live, we'd get anywhere from 40 to 60,000 views, shares, and likes. Now, on a really, really good day, we might get 8,000. And when I do a Facebook Live, I used to always have somewhere between 800 and 1,500 people show up because I do it consistently. Every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, you should mark it on your calendar. Go to Facebook.com/vaccineinfo, and I do a Facebook Live. I used to have 1,500. Now, on a good day, we might have 90. And I have people tell me it's because they don't get any notifications. They don't know that these things are happening. And so this is happening to all of us. And so supporting us and what we do the best that you can is really important.
Well, it's not important. You know, people may think, well, that's a very self-serving comment. And they think, well, it's important for you. You think it's important for me? Yeah, it's important for me. You know who it's more important for? It's more important for you. That's right. It's more important for you.
But the listener, for you, and more important for the listener. If you
like this
programming, if you like to be educated about vaccines or natural health things, I mean, Sayer G that owns Green Med Info was just posting the other day about how far down he's been shadow banned. Mike Adams has just been banned off of YouTube, and he started the kind of a YouTube equivalent called Brighteon, and I wish people would support Brighteon more. It's Brighteon, Brighteon, Brighteon.com. I have my own radio show up there now that I do every other Thursday with Robert Scott Bell. That we have a channel for that, and it's the equivalent, and it will never be censored. It will never be taken down. It's on private servers, but they're now figuring out. Not only are they saying this is the only information you're allowed to hear, the pro-vaccine, pro-pharmaceutical, pro-glyphosate, pro-GMO, pro-5G, all of that governmental control propaganda, not only are we telling you this is all you can know is to be lockstep to that propaganda, now we're actually going to determine who you can even communicate with. You can't communicate with your Facebook fans, with your Gmail, or AWeber, or Constant Contact, whatever email list that you're actually using to share if you've got a business and you send out emails. They're shutting down just plain old email Gmail accounts. I've had people tell me that just one day they went to sign for Gmail, and their entire account, all of their contacts, everything that they've had for years, boom, gone.
We can't even get, you know, we started a new YouTube channel. We can't get any traction. We can't even get the same amount of people back. We cannot get traction. We cannot. The same thing. You do not understand, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think you do. Maybe you're starting to get a picture. Dr. Tenpenny is explaining this very well of how complete and how the foot is going down on the necks of independent thought, independent media. But the good news is, one, they need you. They need your complicity and your compliance with this. They need you to go along with all these things they're trying to do, all of them, the vaccines, all of them. Two, you can overcome all of them. So they cannot stop you from, hey, you print a vaccine sheet from, a lot of the information on the sheet we got from Dr. Tenpenny. You print the sheet. Do like Thomas. Hand it out or whatever. They cannot get rid of human intelligence, human action. They cannot.
They're trying really hard, though. I mean, the artificial intelligence stuff is really, really trying hard. So I want to just, because I know we're getting close on time, so I just want to tell people, because I think this is a really good, thank you for so much for bringing this up, because sometimes people don't, I mean, you know, you get what, if you don't ask, you sometimes you just have to tell people, please support me. Please support our businesses. Please support what we do. Buy things at the Power Hour. Don't go out to Amazon and buy it. When you come and see me in my clinic or other doctors that are like me that sell supplements in their office, I mean, please buy their supplements and support them to keep their lights on and to keep their employees employed. Don't go pay $2 less on Amazon because you have Amazon Prime and support that beast. You know, buy local. I mean, I went over to a local flower shop that's right down the street from me, this tiny little place for some things that I needed to have done, because I want to do things locally. I want to support all these little businesses that are in my community and not support Walmart.
Hey, stop right there, doctor. Stop right there. We only have a couple minutes. Please say your new website and your program there. Make sure that you get that across to people.
Okay, go to the new website. We've been talking about this for a long time, and it's finally up. It's Vaccine U, no dash, no underline, just Vaccine, the letter U, short for university because we can't use that word, vaccineu.com.
And what do you mean you can't use that word?
Oh, there's lots of rigid criteria on using the word university, and we have under enough scrutiny by using the word vaccine that we didn't want to use it.
I got you. Go ahead.
So if you go to vaccineu.com and you scroll, it'll tell you everything what Vaccine U is all about. You scroll down to the bottom of the page. As an extra special deal, our first course is $1. And so you can scroll down to the bottom of the page, you register, and you get a course that's called Vaccines and Cognitive Dissonance. How to maneuver the mind field. And so that's
that
for free.
Important.
It's $1. It's just $1 that you just get our first course on vaccine on cognitive dissonance. And we've got quite a few courses that are up there available. If you click on the top, it says course catalog. All of our courses are a video. It's full, and then we have anywhere from 5 to 20 PDF files from out there in the it's all in the public domain. But we've done all the work for you of the PDF files of the actual scientific articles that we used to develop that presentation.
Okay, last thought. VaccineU.com, please support. Please go there. I'm definitely going to go there. My wife will, for sure. Last thought. All this that's going on in the overview of this, let's get out of micro. Let's get to macro. The huge corporate push for these things. What is the end game here? This is creepy.
Oh, gosh. You want me to say all that in like 30 seconds?
Yeah, 25, actually. Go.
The end game is control, power, make everybody sick so the pharmaceutical industry can grow from $1.3 trillion to $2 trillion off the back of your unhealthy, vaccinated body.
Oh, my gosh. It is always, always an honor to be with you, Dr. Tenpenny. Thank you. I'm so glad we connected today. I can't wait till you're on again. God bless you. God keep you in what you do. Ladies and gentlemen, vaccineu.com, vaxter.com, vaccineinfo, wherethepowermall.com, wherethepowerhour.com. God bless you. God keep you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much, Dr. Tenpenny.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Same deck to you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.